Almost exactly 4 years ago, the Arab Spring was born in protests in Tunisia. Yesterday, that North African country chose its first democratically elected president. NPR's Leila Fadel reports from the capital, Tunis.
Outside the headquarters of candidate Bejike Dessepsy in an upscale suburb of Tunis, hundreds of people gathered Sunday night waving the red and white Tunisian flag and pictures of the elderly man who may soon be president. Official results haven't been released, but Dessepsy's party called on its supporters to celebrate what they assumed is his victory, and they did. With fireworks, songs, and screams of joy, in this affluent, mostly French-speaking crowd, Dr. Aida Masmoudi, in a turtleneck and a string of pearls, could barely speak. She was too excited.
Il aime tous les Tunisiens. Il va rassembler tous les Tunisiens.
She says, we're dying from happiness. Dessepsy loves Tunisia. He will unite Tunisia. It's like giving birth. We're so relieved. Dessepsy is a French-educated lawyer who held senior positions in the previous regimes. Many who voted for him say they did it for stability. If he wins, his party will control both the parliament and the presidency. In a less affluent neighborhood across town, a different crowd gathered outside the headquarters of Dessepsy's opponent, Moncef Marzouki. He's been serving as interim president for the last 3 years, but was a dissident under the old regime. His supporters say he will uphold the goals of the revolution. The crowd also sang and chanted, but the mood was somber. Campaign volunteers wept on the sidelines of the crowd. That's Hanan Menjni. She says, I'm crying because we worked so hard and the results so far show Dessepsy is winning. He's a symbol of the old regime. We had a revolution to get away from people like him, and now this guy is winning. The so-called Arab Spring began in Tunisia 4 years ago, and this vote is historic. Tunisians chose a new parliament earlier this year, and this vote will mark the first peaceful transfer of power between heads of state born from the wave of revolts in 2011 throughout the region. The campaign was tense. Dessepsy accused Marzouki of being an extremist, and Marzouki's campaign said Dessepsy would bring back the old authoritarian order. But when Dessepsy appeared on state television last night, there was no mudslinging. He said working together will be the future of Tunisia. Back at Marzouki's headquarters, the crowd went wild when he appeared on the balcony above. Marzouki did not concede defeat, but told the crowd, no matter what, Tunisia won today. You won. Democracy and freedom won. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Tunis.